If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Stuff.biz.
From the years of lead paint into the years of lead. Welcome to Daily Show 1380 something.
This is the good stuff. The right stuff.
1387?
The Jewish apocalypse.
I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Daily Show up.
You don't like that? You don't like the years of lead paint?
We already did it. Oh, we did the years of lead poisoning.
Oh, okay. Well, same joke. I didn't realize you guys did that. I listened to the show.
Yeah, that was the show title. That was just the title of the show.
Oh, I just listened to it. I didn't.
Yeah. But Borzoi did make the joke during the show, too. Yeah. So I don't know if you heard all of it.
I hope he stole it from me. I hope he didn't steal it from him. Now I feel terrible. I like want to start over.
It felt like it was an original gag when he did it. It doesn't matter. It's okay. You can't win them all.
I can. Usually I do. Actually, this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, I referred to Robert Bowers as Scott Bowers, so I can lose.
Oof. Anything interesting happen after we closed the show out Wednesday?
That's right. You know what? Before we get into anything like that, we have to do our review of the latest Alien Earth episode. And last Friday, the season finale of Dexter Resurrexter was really, it was really good. Sitting next to my wife while she watched that turned me into a watcher. I feel bad about that. But thank God it's over. I don't have to watch it anymore. Really good stuff. Actually, that makes me think of, imagine, Dexter with, Charlie Kirk, all wrapped up in cellophane on his little, kill table. And Charlie Kirk, begging, please, I just believe in free speech. Look at all your cringe victims of young children who listen to your gay stuff all the time. And do his little Dexter, this little Dexter kill ritual. showing Charlie Kirk all the Zionist cringe he's posted over the years. Here you are lobbing softballs at Ben Shapiro so that he can knock them out of the park and do a bunch of Zionism. Here you are. What do you think of this? These are your crimes.
I was genuinely angry at the way those recordings were being mischaracterized. I know we did this, Boris, and I did this, so go ahead.
Well, as you said, that's a perfect legacy for him. It's like you worked your entire political life was dedicated to Zionism and supporting Israel, and now you're being used as a meme, like Mossad killed him because he was about to turn on them. Look at this interview with Ben Shapiro where he was criticizing. It's like, oh my God, you need serious
and
media literacy.
It's totally edited dishonestly because he's not doing that.
What's funny
is you can see the show we did yesterday for us going in depth on that, how all the claims about Charlie Kirk was based. Here's a clip of him being based. Here's a clip of him questioning Israel. It's all fake. And if you listen to more context and don't listen to your truncated clips with the framing that you are given, and you actually listen to what he's actually saying,
he's asking totally Shapiro to. He's just repeating media tropes and asking Shapiro to respond to them. Right?
He is setting up the discord, the standard Jewish discord of the liberal media hates Israel. That is what they are. That is all it is. He's saying, I'm questioning the media about Israel. Yes. Standard right-wing talking point that the liberal media hates Israel, falsely accuses them of genocide.
Post that at me. I don't need to see that. I've been hearing it. That actually, seeing the gruesome footage actually weakens my political resolve. I don't want to think about the human aspect of it.
I said this too. I think one of the reasons there was pushback on people that were, at least part of it, and this is me being overly soft and charitable, that's fine. You can critique me for this after I'm done, is I think the gruesomeness of the shot did soften people and make them feel more sorry for him. I know Jamie was very upset by it when she saw it. She didn't like it, but she saw it. She's a girl.
As a leftist, I've got such a strong spine and strong stomach. None of that even slightly bothered me. That's why leftists always accomplish political violence and right wingers don't.
What's funny is all my friends that were in the army and stuff were making fun of me yesterday Well, really just one of them, one of them really was because I was saying like, yeah, no, like my life has been basically free of violence other than like a few fist fights and like a little bit of, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, but, you know, that's back in school when I was a kid and maybe some altercations with Antifa, but it never, that never became like fights. That was more like violence was all around us, but we weren't really part of it. I mean, we got sprayed in the face, I guess, but whatever. But
the other thing was like watching right wingers decide that a 200 yard shot was like a sniper shot and it was really hard to pull off. And I'm like, you know that most rifles are 0 to 200 yards, right?
Again, I actually said this yesterday too. Is that to me, that seems like a like an impressive shot. I don't know anything about it, so I'm.
But it's not impressive. It's not like impressive a, shot. It's not. You can practice and have that shot down. Like he had no instructions. No wind, just 100. It was about 120 yards from a rooftop.
Other than the bag of gas coming out of all conservatives, yeah, right? I was afraid it's wind.
Let me explain real fast. The scope being 0 to 200 yards means when you put the crosshairs on that incredibly tiny face, the bullet should hit in the middle of those crosshairs.
I saw the Chris Kyle movie, The American Sniper, and I learned from that aim small, miss small. So you aim at the small face and you miss small, you hit the neck. And so it's perfect sniper technique, right?
Here's what I think actually happened. I think it's possible that maybe the shooter flinched just a little bit and he pulled the shot down into the right. And that's how he hit him in the neck. He was aiming for his eyes.
I mean, there's a deer hunting gun that is designed for like drunken rednecks to shoot deer from across someone's private property. So according to blue collar, according to like Bill Engvall and Jeff Fogle, we're out here on somebody's property. Like, I don't know if you ever seen that routine where he talked about deer hunting on like television versus what it's like in real life. It's actually a funny bit. They're just like drinking beers and they're on someone's ranch.
Or like trespassing.
Yeah, they're trespassing, like shooting deer somewhere in the middle of Texas.
Because
like in the reality television show he references, they say the they say whose ranch they're on. And he's just like, we're out here on someone's property. It's so funny.
Where I live, there are private property signs literally everywhere. And I know people are out here hunting. I hear gunshots.
Mike, that's tranny liberals who also hate you. They're coming to get you.
No, they're probably target shooting. I don't think they're shooting.
No, because you understand, this could be you. These libtards, they would shoot you too.
But you know what's funny?
But they didn't. I had breakfast this morning. I didn't get shot by a little Charlie Kirk. We'll never have breakfast again because a liberal actually shot him. Why? Because he was an obnoxious spokesperson for a fake and gay political movement, and I hope he's only the first. I would have nothing to do with it. I'm saying, the conservative movement, the Republican Party, is the enemy of white people. It stands in the way of anything anybody might want as a race, and I hope I hope the left destroys them and there's nothing left of it. The chilling effect of a right-wing personality getting shot, the way right-wingers are, there's going to be less right-wing personnel. Nobody wants to take Charlie Kirk's place. Like, I know I've seen the FUD and that attempting to astroturf Nick Fuentes. He's like, he doesn't want that. He almost got killed a couple months ago, if I recall. A guy went to his house and ended up dying in a shootout with the police. Like, he doesn't want that. Nobody wants that spot. A couple more of these, and there's going to be no conservative media left. And I would applaud this. This would be a good development, because the end of conservatism needs to happen for our purposes. So politically, just from a political standpoint, not from a human thing, not talking about anybody's kids who may or may not deserve to grow up around without a father, not going to discuss my kids who shouldn't have to live in a world filled with Charlie Kirks, who love Zionism, like they should, like, you know, we have to live in this country with a bunch of Zionists. So it's like, it's kind of, I'm just saying, like, there is no downside for not a white nationalist, someone who actually gives a fuck about the white race, someone who actually is pro-white and doesn't just use pro-whitism as a means to stop people from being anti-Semitic. It's like, that's usually what, hey, I set up pro-whitism.
Literally what Kirk was literally doing with his entire career.
I mean, well, I know that's what that's what all the Nazi accounts that come at us that are mad, that's what they do. Hey, this is a white man. I have a Hitler avatar. Stop being mean to Jews and be nice to this white man. It's like, fuck you. No.
Well, the guy that shot him was a white man too, so now make up your mind.
As a real pro-white, I would probably be hanging out with that guy. He seems like he's cool. He wouldn't hate me at all. We would have beers. We would talk about Alien. Again, he'd be fine. Good stuff.
Here's my thing. I don't actually even care to, you know, dance on Charlie Kirk's grave.
I'm not dancing on his grave.
I'm not saying you are. I want to be clear.
I want to be clear because I'll be accused of it too, and I'm not going to have you say that after what I just said. I'm not talking about Charlie Kirk, the person in his grave. I'm talking about the conservative movement, his role in it, all the spokespeople and everyone who pushes that bullshit political ideology that people come at me and say, it's for white people. Like, no, it's not. That's kike shit. And you're a kike lover if you like that. I want the entire thing destroyed, and I am applauding that Charlie Kirk has been taken out from it. It's like one down, conservative commentator. And the idea that there's going to be like a reckoning from this, there's not. I've seen like what the Civil War is. Be relentless on Facebook.
They're going to report people on Blue Sky. We already know what their Civil War is.
Right.
They're going to get a few people fired. And a lot of the times it's not even get fired. Like, one funny thing is there was a funny thing I saw on Twitter. It was a retarded video where the person in the video was legitimately retarded. It was some idiot. And they were asking him, like, did Charlie Kirk deserve it? And he was like, yeah, of course he deserved it. Of course he deserved it. And then, like, a few minutes later, and he was like, yo, you dox me and you're threatening my mom. I'm calling the cops. And if you come to my house, I'm going to fucking kill you. And I'm like, well, I mean, granted that person's retarded, but he didn't break frame. Mm-hmm. Like, usually a few moments later meme is like, someone breaks frame, like they're tough in one and then like they're a pussy in the other. This guy was still threatening to kill you the whole time, though. He wasn't like breaking his act. But nonetheless, there's misconceptions, and I would like to get to them. And I think I cleared some of them up yesterday. Fundamental misconceptions about, and frankly, if you don't, here's my problem with the way this is being framed, is that like us clarifying the politics is now being accused of the dancing on the grave, right? And so the people, I am not.
Well,
that
let me
is not
wait
what
just
I'm doing.
A second with my position on this, because initially I was merely bemused.
Yeah,
Charlie Kirk.
That was my initial reaction too. I was like, "Holy shit! Are you serious? Wow!"
And then I made the mistake yesterday of watching Charlie Kirk's last video that he posted, which was Charlie Kirk hands out huge L's at University of California, San Diego. Hell? And after watching the video of Charlie Kirk versus these college students,
yeah,
I was honestly glad he was dead.
I understand that because after watching some of the clips Borzoi and I played on our show yesterday, I had some bad feelings.
Because
I've actually always hated him.
Charlie Kirk's entire role is to take really weak-ass Republican arguments, deploy them against college students who are too young and stupid and naive to effectively counter those arguments to make them look strong. That's what he does.
Look, my first response is like, oh, this is lame, and what do I care? But he was actually a well-chosen target. Like, he is a recruiter to get the youth into the Republican Party and continue. Right. If you want to continue having Infinity Pajits running all the small businesses and running the tech industry, you want to vote Republican. If you need to vote Republican, you need more young people. You need Charlie Kirk. And someone just took that guy out. I don't know what's going to take his place. He was a really well chosen political target against a movement that I agree. You know, as much as I don't like the liberals or the left, I don't believe in their movement either. But like the Republican movement is not one that's going to counter anything that they want to do, and it needs to be destroyed, and I hope they destroy it. I will sit here with popcorn while they destroy it. I'm not going to help. I'll just watch them. I will laugh. And
let's also be honest about another thing here, which is that the most promising thing, if there's any promising thing about like younger right-wingers in America, is that they are not Zionists like their forebears in the right-wing conservative movement. And even within TPUSA, Charlie Kirk didn't want to say some of the things he said. Like, so the clip that the funny thing is, people were doing the bit like Mossad killed him, and they were showing that old ass clip from years ago where he said something about liberal Jews funded left wing institutions, right? But again, watch the whole fucking thing. Because if you watch the whole thing, if you watch the full like 2 minutes of it, by the end of it, he's saying, and who is the biggest victim of this now? It's the good Jews. It's the conservative Jews. It's the Zionist Jews. It's the right-wing Jews. It's the Jews that are like us with our values. They are now being victimized by this monster that these secular, liberal, left-wing Jews helped to fund. And it's time for those Jews to get it together and think about their own people and stop doing that, right? Mm-hmm. So all the charity in the world, from his perspective, is given to Jews no matter what. Now, additionally, he was not changing his rhetoric on Israel. He said he had a brief thing. Okay. It was the most milquetoast thing. He said, like, Benjamin Netanyahu came out and said something like, if you are not pro-Israel, you're not MAGA. Charlie Kirk did a very milquetoast counter signal of it. Ben Shapiro then clarified it, meaning that, like, well, I don't necessarily, even Ben Shapiro. Now, here's the thing. Are they going to kill Ben Shapiro? Because Ben Shapiro said he didn't agree with Netanyahu on that because he was on Charlie Kirk's show and they're managing people. So what the narrative the two of them came up with is you don't have to be pro-Israel to be MAGA, but you cannot be pro-Hamas. That means you're in a totally different place. You have a totally different ideology and you're completely different than us. Like, we can have a debate about Israel. And they know that. They say that because when you have a debate about Israel, from their perspective, well, Israel just wins that debate. They know they're always going to win it. Mm-hmm. So they're fine giving you that little nugget, right? Because they know that being like diehard pro-Zionist is just going to lose fucking clout, at least for Charlie. For Ben, it's too late. He's a Jewish Zionist. You know, his audience isn't young people. His audience is geriatrics. But Charlie's audience is young people. Was. He didn't have an audience anymore. But
Point of privilege, we don't call it TP USA anymore. It's now known as Hollow Point USA.
HP USA.
But if you're like Hewlett Packard, what?
High velocity bullet at close range can damage the mind. Shattering the skull, shredding the brain, shattering the spine.
I was thinking more like
that's Hollowed Point like by this. Slayer. To make my hallowed point. And they spell it hallowed. It's pretty creative.
Oh, hallowed
point. That's hilarious. Hilarious. That's a very nice. good homonym there.
Unfortunately, Rick Rubin produced that album, so it sounds like ass, but it's a good song.
No.
But yeah, I mean, again, the other thing is there's another benefit, which is I think that possibly there will be like Zionism interrupted here. Like fewer people will end up being Zionist. Fewer young right wingers will end up being Zionist. And I think it is very funny. And this is why I understand your point. Like, I'm out here telling people it wasn't Jews. I think that's stupid. Okay. But I can't possibly affect the opinions of all the people that think it is.
I think it's funny that they think that.
I think it's funny. You were counter signaling that yesterday, but like, I was like, yeah, I understand it. It is annoying.
I get triggered when I see incorrect anti-Semitism. I think it's incorrect anti-Semitism is just as bad as non-anti-Semitism. I said to somebody that, like, if you have incorrect anti-Semitism, like, you are someone, you've been shown, you have a conspiracy theory that you're married to now. Somebody who's just not anti-Semitic can be shown facts and become anti-Semitic. Someone who has, like, bad anti-Semitism is, like, a person who's married to dumb stuff. And so many people are married to dumb stuff in politics. That's why.
But there's also, I understand we have a limited, like, there's only so many people that are going to listen to us, right?
Right.
And more people, there are some people that are listeners of ours that briefly dipped their toe in that and then got their heads straight on it when we put out there what we have to say. Like, some people even said to me,
I think with Michael on this, like, it's incorrect, but I don't feel like wasting much energy policing it. Like, every time something happens, people automatically blame Jews. All right.
That's not actually the worst place to be, which is why I do think there is some nuance in that. And at the very least, it's
annoying.
You're
not as anti-Semitic as you think you are. And that's not a good place to be.
I used to be more... I used to be more like on the ideological purity, like you have to be the correct type until I reading McDonald over again has kind of like made me a little bit more nuanced on that, where it's sort of like, because a lot of people that fought Jews really hard, like, didn't have it quite exactly right about them. You know what I mean? So it's like, whatever. But, not that I expect people on Twitter or anything to go fight Jews very hard, but I do think that it is.
Oh God,
it is just also funny. And what's so hilarious? Okay, we were accused of dancing on his grave, disrespecting him, whatever. If you are pretending that he was assassinated by Israel, and I don't care about disrespecting Charlie Kirk, I'm not clutching pearls about that. But people that have clutched pearls about that to me are out there saying that he was assassinated by Israel. You are disrespecting his memory far more than I am. I am actually, because he would hate that. Yeah. He would have hated that. Yep. Like, what I'm saying, because it's based in reality, he would probably be like, I hate that person, but he's not wrong.
But it's like, why are you looking at Charlie Kirk as someone who deserves to be like respected? Like, I was,
that's what I don't. That's
it's like, you get, like, get offended, yeah. offended by saying like the political implications of this are good. I don't recall dancing on his grave. I'm reacting to people clutching pearls, pretending like though like America has lost a patriot. I'm like, fuck you. Now I'm going to say things to make you mad because that's dumb. Yeah, yeah. Like, there is like there is no reason to respect this person. Also, I've just got this meme up here. I've been looking so long at my pictures of shoes. I almost believe that they... Because that works with pictures of Jews as well. You have the pile of shoes on screen. Yeah. And here's... He's clearly wearing different shoes in both of these pictures, so I don't know why they're doing that.
Well, there's also just Converse, which everybody wears, so whatever. Well,
they're two different colored... Like, he's got a black pair and some kind of, like, canvas, like, light-colored pair. And this, so it's like...
If you'll, I mean, I don't want to... It could be the exposure of the different film. I'm sorry. I'll stop. I'll shut the fuck up. I'm sorry.
I mean, it could be, but I just think it's funny that like you've got a photograph where they clearly
you also
don't
need
they
that because
look the
like
same. Yeah, like they got him. They know who he was.
Like he's basically really, confessed, and his like, father you, told
like,
the cops.
We're still good at OSINT, guys. We got like the funny thing is how they had nothing on him for so long. They
he could really, be wearing two different pairs of Converse. He could just like Converse and have two different pairs. A lot of people that like those shoes have a bunch of different pairs.
Well,
of them,
every time one of these killers is caught, like they always look at the shoes. Like who was the one in Tennessee? The tranny that shot up the female to male tranny.
Westman?
No, the one or the older one, the one before that.
Oh, what's her name? Yeah, I forget her name.
The one where like they wouldn't release the manifesto, and this became
the
like
Nashville one.
Yeah, the Nashville one. I remember when like they had her like dead body, and it was like they did a thing about her shoes. Oh, like this was not, and it was just like, why do you people always do this? Why don't you just accept that you don't know anything? Digital video has anomalies, and you're just it's like.
But I think you might. Is someone doing that shoe thing? Is like a look?
No, I just like why is there? No, I don't know. I'm just saying like why do they always look at the shoes of these people? That I'm just commenting on like there's a thing that these people do where they look at people's footwear and they try. I don't know what kind of point is trying to be made here. I guess the point here is like that's him. Those are his shoes. And
okay, like, I could see it go the other way too. But the thing is, again, it could just be people have more than one pair of shoes. Also, he was wearing, or it could be different like, types of cameras. So the colors, like just whatever. Who cares? You don't need it. He confessed. He told his dad that he did it, and his dad told the
unbelievable.
Police. Like that's what happened. Like again,
imagine turning your son in for a murder,
particularly if you know that they're talking about executing him.
You can't even do it. You can't even do a son. I didn't see you today.
And then you say you did. Yeah, he was here all day.
Your own flesh and blood. Your own son.
Well,
so we have the so we have this video about the I was very suspicious of the go ahead.
Point of privilege here, okay? And this will be the one. Now I'm going to make another number of other points, but here's the thing: I have been, as far as the thing of like the shooter would have wanted to kill you too. Okay, listen, I have been told for the last 2 years. By people that refuse to, that are too pussy to take a side, that both Israelis and Palestinians want to kill me, so I'm not taking a side.
Nobody
that
wants to kill me.
They both hate you, and they both want to kill you equally.
Everybody loves
so
me.
I'm just going to step off and not take a side. So guess what? I'm not taking a side here, okay? So you can go ahead and get mad. You are the ones out. Now you're the ones out here saying you have to take a side. I don't. This is something that happened. And yeah, maybe that guy would have also wanted to kill us because we're racist fascists. Or he didn't though. And like in the end, what does that obligate me to? You guys don't feel that you are obligated to take a side, mistakenly believing that Palestinians are engaged in some conspiracy against you. You still don't feel obligated to take a side, or at least that's what you say. So both sides, guys, shit is an option, right? Right? If both sides want to kill you, it's an option. To be a both sides guy and not take and not right.
I'm just throwing that shit back in their faces. I don't see myself in Charlie Kirk, so I don't.
I understand, but you understand the point I'm making.
Well, this accusation is stupid, man. We've all been stalked by Antifa. This has already happened. This shit already fucking happened.
Right. That's the other thing. It's not.
Oh, you're gonna do something to you? Like, okay, if you had lived my life, you would know. Yes, they have done the same sorts of things to me. Okay.
Yes. Well,
it's happened.
I've been stalked by Antifa and rightoids. I know that no one's going to do anything because you just think like you think like something on the internet is going, oh my god, he's going to be so scared. Like, no,
dude, do you remember a couple years ago when after we got done doing the show, I like listened to a message on my phone, and it was that fucking reporter who had been creeping around in the bushes in my front yard.
Oh yeah,
okay.
Like asking to and then like taking down the license plates on the cars and shit. And he wanted to do like and then he was telling me, yeah, we're gonna do the report where we're gonna basically tell everyone in, like where you're. And I was like, really? You think that you didn't? Okay. I mean, I couldn't stop them. Right. But in the end, they didn't actually run with it. But nonetheless, like. They've done stuff. Like, it's not like we have not had these people come after us. Yeah, none of us has been killed. But you don't have to tell me that Antifa hates me. I understand it. But why am I obligated to have a feeling? Why am I obligated? Why does that obligate me to side with Charlie Kirk, who also would have done and advocated for doing the same kinds of stuff to us that Antifa did? Who also said that, like, you know, Charlottesville and stuff like that needs to be shut down. These people are like racialists. Like, because he was, again, like, it just, I'm not seeing it that there's a requirement for me to take a side, even whatever the shooter's ideology was.
I'm not a Republican, sir. Why are you a Republican? Get away from me. What were you going to say, Alex? You were trying to get in there.
What was I going to say?
Oh, I don't know. You'll think you had a thing.
It will come back to me regarding, oh, I know what it was. The irony here. Jews would love to have us killed, right? They would love that. But thanks to their own deplatforming against us, we are so off the rail.
Yeah, we're safe.
Now that we're pretty much invisible. Also, good job, Jews.
Also, we're
basically,
not,
you guys, also, you got, hold on, you guys got Charlie Kirk killed and we're still around.
We're not
good
Trump,
job.
We're not Trump supporters, so no one's interested in doing anything to us.
That's another point.
I hate Donald Trump.
That's a funny point.
It doesn't matter why I hate Donald Trump. It's like, oh, good. These guys hate Donald Trump. Like, okay.
These guys hate Donald Trump and they're pro-Gaza. You know.
There is a element of truth to one thing conservatives say about liberals and actual Nazis. Because liberals don't know what a Nazi is. They think, if you think Charlie Kirk is a Nazi,
Charlie Kirk is a Nazi. That's why he got shot.
You are wrong. Right. You're just wrong. No, Charlie Kirk was shot for being a conservative. They just call conservatism Nazism, mistakenly.
And then Nazis call conservatives really whites, mistakenly.
Yes, so everyone gets it wrong. But what they really hate is conservatism. They wrote, remember that whole Umberto Eco thing, like the 10 signs of fascism? It was just like George Bush.
Yes, I remember that.
You know that? You know what I'm talking about? So like, what's funny is what liberals actually hate is conservatives. They call them Nazis because they've been trained to hate Nazis. But there is an element of truth to the kinds of jokes that like the Babylon Bee makes and some of these other stupid conservatives make, which is that liberals, when they actually talk to a actual Nazi,
they
find that they're not completely in disagreement on certain points with them. And they don't, I have experienced this personally. Okay. That because we aren't doing the bootstrap shit. We're not doing the there should be no public services shit. We're not doing that, you know, society should be every man for himself and all against all battle for fucking wages or something like that. You know, like we're not doing that shit. They're not going to like that racism. So they're going to be very, very much against that. But the other points, like they will, again, I'm not saying like I'm friends with these people, but I'm saying the point I'm making is they actually hate conservatism. They're just calling conservatism Nazism because they're stupid, because they're just getting it wrong. But that's what they really do hate.
Yep.
And yeah, not real Nazis support Palestine. So like,
So that's the other interesting thing, right? Is you're starting to get a genuine convergence of like literal anti-Semites and then leftists who are just pro-Palestine. Like they
and there's anti-Semitism on the left now.
It's starting to get very blurry. Like you start to see certain individuals from the left having fucking streams with people who you know are Nazis, and they're talking about Israel and geopolitics stuff. You're like, huh?
Dude, I've even seen some of them talking about like refugees and Jews and shit like that, dude. Like, not that they're like anti-refugee, but they now get that, oh, Jews are behind displacing people from their home countries. That's not good.
Yeah.
So actually I never used to believe that there was left-wing anti-Semitism. I always like, that's bullshit. These people don't conceive of themselves as anti-Semitic. They just are against Israel. They're for Palestine. I don't like to see kids getting murdered and stuff. And these are just like leftists and they would die before they'd be anti-Semitic. That still exists. Those are still people like that, but there is actual anti-Semitism on the left now. I have seen it.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too is like leftists are you still,
But then at what point does that label matter? Right? What point does right or left matter? Because I'm not right or left.
No.
I have a set of beliefs, and many of them would, if you were to pigeonhole me as a right winger, any of us, you'd be very shocked at some of the things that we believe. And it's similar if you tried to say we're leftists. You'd be like, we can't be a leftist and think that. So it doesn't matter. I'm just a Nazi. Okay. Like, it's whatever. Like,
it's literally a third position. I don't understand, like, where all this, I don't get where all this gaslighting came from, where all these people just, like, are married to the Republican. Like, where have you been? Like, what did you do? How did this happen to you? It's like, I tweeted this morning that, like, I thought of another, like, while I was out on my jog, another little piece of rhetoric about white toys, and I said, I don't want to get it right. It's a masterstroke of Jewish media conditioning that the average white nationalist has been trained to pit pro-whiteness against anti-Semitism in a competition that anti-Semitism always loses for them, often with NSDAP imagery as part of their anonymous persona. It's like, it's an amazing thing. Like, how do you do this? Like, pro-whiteness and anti-Semitism are not opposing forces. They are complementary, and it should, like, how do they manage to get people who self-describe as neo-Nazi? Like, somebody like that idiot, what was his name, Pinetap? I'm a fascist! Like, how do the people,
said he wasn't,
people who would say stuff like that and mean it, not be joking around, would then do this thing where, like, I'm too pro-white to be anti-Semitic. It's like, how did the Jews manage to get you to take these two concepts and put them against each other so that you can fight? It's an amazing thing to watch since... So it's basically since October 7th that it came up, but it's like, that's not anywhere in anyone's, like, political history that has to be that way. That's simply, that's Jewish Republican stuff, and I don't know how this happened, and it's astounding. And that's what leads to, like, Charlie Kirk, a white man. Like, Charlie Kirk's a Zionist. I don't agree with... what?
Oh, no, sorry, keep going. Oh. You were cutting in and out, but that's fine.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying, like, all these, like, whiteness... At this point in politics, like, whiteness is not really political. When you talk about left versus right, when you talk about Democrats versus Republicans, like, whiteness is irrelevant. It's like, to say you're pro-white and you only mean, when you mean Pete Hegseth but not Gavin Newsom, it's like, what are you talking about?
Right.
When you say you're pro-white white people, and you like J.D. Vance, it's like, that's a family of Indians. His bloodline is erased from this world by street shit. Right. Like, what are you talking about? It's amazing.
Frankly, as I've always said, the United States government has a continuity of policy. It's just the aesthetics that change. I have an answer for that question, or at least a theory on that, because I did see before October 7th that dichotomy come up. It wasn't really a big deal, though, and most people just shrugged it off.
Most people would just be like, than whiteness now. It's like,
yeah,
it's
and it was like, always why people are that these, you were like,
it's
you're
not
gay,
a competition between those two things,
right? That was, and that easily flew, and people would be like, just like, why are you suddenly making me? Why are you decoupling these things? Right? Like, what does it matter? Because I was always like, the worldview is what it is.
Yeah.
Right, like, I'm not gonna, like, it's a set of views, it is a gestalt, it is a Weltanschauung, it is a very fancy, right? It is a worldview, it is a comprehensive set of ideas through which we look at things and form our views. So, like, I don't, like, taking one piece out and then, it just doesn't make sense. It's actually silly. Like, it's stupid. It's just, I get why you're doing it, because, and really, it's because people are pussies. That's really my theory on this. It's because you're a pussy. And because you feel like you feel like there's less resistance to being just pro-white. And a lot of times it's not even a pussy, like you worried, like, oh, you'll get fired or you'll get in trouble with Jews or something. You're worried that conservatives will reject you. You feel like that you can make headway with conservatives, with pro-whiteness, with saying you don't think, like, white people should be racially discriminated. Yeah, sure. Conservatives are all going to agree with that, right? There's not a conservative that relied that's going to say white people should be racially discriminated against. None of them will say. They'll all agree with you.
They're going to make headway with you. They're going to absorb you into their bullshit.
That's easy. And so what I always read from that was, like, you feel like you can sell this thing to them through, like, path of least resistance of just being pro-white and, like, taking this baggage that you know will be offensive to them or will be upsetting to them or
it
will
never works.
Cause them to just be opposing you. But you just become a, as we said this earlier, you just become a conservative, which is what we've seen happen. Because when you start to say, I'm ranking pro-whiteness.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When you start saying you're ranking your pro-whiteness above the anti-Semitism rather than understanding this is a whole worldview, what you are doing is you are going to start just devaluing and devaluing that. And then you're going to start getting into arguments where you're going to be like, well, that's, you're losing the plot. Like if you're so anti-Semitic that you don't appreciate that, like, the good Jews are deporting brown people, like, this is where it goes. That's what it's for. And again, I don't know where or how it was seeded into the discourse, right? Maybe some subversive Jews like Mike Benz or something put that kind of shit in there, right? I wouldn't be surprised. Or maybe people were just like doing that shit on their own and it got popular. But I do know I saw people very deliberately planting that kind of stuff who were absolutely definitely trying to be Zionist and make you be do like with Zionism you win and shit like that. And Kirk absolutely offered you an option to be nominally pro-white. He was saying stuff in favor of white people.
He was doing white nationalism.
Was super cucky like 5-6 years ago. He was brutally cucky. We listened to a thing from 2018 of Kirk talking to Tucker, and you probably, people might even remember this, where Tucker was talking about how, yeah, he would ban drugs and stuff like that, and Kirk was very much against banning drugs. And then we skipped ahead like 4 years, and Kirk was talking about like banning social media and putting like time limits on social media use and praising the Chinese government for like limiting the time that young people in China are allowed on social media and stuff. So it's like he just total 180 because he was a smooth operator. He understood where the winds were blowing and he was like a sail. Like he shifted with the winds. He'd bulge out where the wind blew that way. He would go, you know, because he knew like he has to
shift with something other than the wind the other day.
Well, yeah, I mean, he had to maintain credibility with a Zoomer audience. So he had to do some of that Jeffrey Epstein stuff he was doing. He had to do like, well,
he shifted with the blunt force of a slug hitting him in the
right
neck. Ricocheting off his chest plate. Again, the OSINT, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, right.
Oh, God.
It's so stupid.
It's like...
That's like the shit where somebody was saying that it was Mossad because they shoot people in the neck, apparently, according to internet people who are experts on this matter. Hmm. And I'm like, no, what probably happened is he was aiming between the eyes and he pulled the trigger a little
bit. I hurt my neck!
And the shot drifted down to the right.
I figured it was something like that.
He wasn't aiming for the neck. I guarantee you that 100%. He was not aiming for the neck.
I was guessing he was maybe aiming for his chest, but then I was like, if you're aiming center mass, probably Kirk, it's going to be his forehead.
Yeah, also a possibility.
That's going to be the largest target.
He was either aiming center mass or he was aiming for the head.
Well, center mass is the forehead.
Yeah, right.
That's the largest target zone, right? That's like the biggest.
I was thinking maybe the gums.
How did Kirk even walk around like that, you know? Was it like, well, really
did anyone ever
difficult?
See him walking around?
Someone said he should have turned off big head mode before entering the PvP zone.
Dude, he was a weird looking dude, man. Yeah. Like, if you watch,
I'm actually
that,
sad we don't get to make fun of him anymore. Like,
what are you talking about?
Well, he's not going to be creating. No, I mean, he's not going to be creating any new content. Like, everything's going to be, every time you make fun of him, it's going to be throwback. It's going to be like outdated stuff. Like, we're not, like, you know. We could have looking forward to years of him doing gay like Zionist crap.
The one video,
years of him being anti-white, because that's what conservatism is, anti-white as could be. Conservatism wants to erase whiteness. I hope you understand that, right? Like everyone who's still crying about like fuck your small business. You know why you're crying about that? Because the conservatism has built up that like what you do in life and your little self-support, your little self-sufficient like business acumen and your third worldist like panhandling and hustling, like that identifies you, not your race, not your ethnicity. All that stuff needs to go away and needs to be in the melting pot of the small business zone where you and Patel and whoever the fuck else you can import, you and Manuel and Patel, right? You're going to have a landscaper and a motel owner. And you're going to be doing whatever the fuck you can scrape together for a living. And that's being a conservative. Your whiteness erased and blended in with Indians and Mexicans, Haitians, and God forbid, Canadians sometimes. And just like, that's what conservative is. That's what conservatism is. It is not, it's not stately up front. Actually, liberalism isn't stated up front anti-white either. That's just a thing you guys say. Because you don't know what you're talking about. There are millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions, and millions of whites are liberals. And liberalism is completely open to white people. In fact, it wants as many white people as it can get. so it can not be anti-white.
They actually had the people, whenever we try and just tell people about this, they're always told that we're liberals because light switch brain runs rampant.
Yep.
But in fact, the liberal strategy for the 2024 election was to recruit whites, and the conservative strategy was the opposite. That is like, take that to the fucking bank. Yep. You can read about it if you actually read about politics. But since we're just talking about his odd head shape, the video I just posted, It is a terrible video in terms of what he is saying, and you've probably seen it.
God, he's not going to get shot in this one, is he? Oh, okay, this is different.
No. It's just,
I don't want to see that.
The head shape, the angle that the camera is on him, the head shape and his facial expressions are so weird. Also, what he's saying is terrible, too.
Yeah, what is his bottom lip doing?
Dude, it's so it's really fucked up.
He looks like, bop, 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 look at me.
Dude,
what?
He looks so crazy. He's
like the lip going down like that?
Also, he looks so, he's fucking beaming to be making this talking point. This genocidal talking point.
I haven't watched this. Hold on. I have my new settings. Like, this is going to be too loud.
I think the place.
What?
Because it doesn't. It's called Judea and Samaria. It's not called Palestine.
You don't believe that Palestine have the right to exist?
No. Everyone has a right to exist. Show me where it is.
How many maps do you need to see of Palestine? Like, there are so many maps that have Palestine on it. How many Woody Allen films do you want me to show you? Like, that's always my favorite one, Deconstructing Harry, where they talk about collecting money to create a Jewish state in Palestine. A New York Jew filmmaker.
It's a non-existent place.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's. I don't think we're going to.
That's why we're
on
different planets, right? But what is the national identity of Palestine?
No, Palestinians. Yes.
What is that?
A person who was born in, ethnically from Palestine. Like, I don't know.
But it's funny. He's just on different planets.
Like, is the planet looks really weird right there. You're right.
It's really fucked up. Is the planet you're on your own fucking head? Because it seems like the planet I'm on, there is a place called Palestine, and there has been a place referred to as Palestine for thousands of fucking years. And there's a place on the map identified as such, and everyone agrees on it. This is why I'm saying he's not moderate. That's not a moderate position. People saying he's a moderate. That's an extreme Zionist position.
That's an extremist Jew position, and they say the same thing about whites. Whites don't exist. Yeah. What's whiteness? That doesn't mean anything.
Yep.
What do you mean?
Yep.
What is that?
Yeah, what ethnicity are they?
Arabs?
Okay, so all Arabs are Palestinians?
Yeah, like non sequitur.
No, that's not the. Oh my god, that's so fucking stupid.
Are all white people like Danish?
Total non sequitur.
Look at that face.
But they are Arabs?
And you're sad this guy's dead?
What you trying to say?
Rightoids? Whiteoids?
fiercely
like just like vengeful and spiteful, like presenting self-described anonymous Nazis. You're upset this guy got killed. You're upset this guy got popped after he just said
that's this is it. My point with Kirk is his argumentation is so shitty. It's like so all mammals are human,
right?
You're like, what?
I'm trying to say, because at what point does somebody become a Palestinian?
When he was born in Palestine.
At what point does somebody become dead?
Or with his parents are Palestinian?
When the not a tranny takes aim.
Once again, this is why we're talking past each other.
What are you trying to say?
I don't think the place exists.
Yeah, no,
see, what?
Because it doesn't. It's called Judean.
We did a segment on this yesterday.
I heard this yesterday on your show. I didn't know this was what the clip looked like.
Maria, it's not called Palestine.
Go back and look at that like shit eating grin on his face at the beginning when he's like, I don't think it exists.
Everyone has a right to
insane. Because it's like sane people may not have heard that. Like, that's a rare, like, Mark Levin, like, angry Jew thing.
That's a rare.
What is a Palestinian? These are all just Jordanian refugees. There is no such thing as Palestine.
You know, like, that's. And, like, what do you say to that? Because nobody listens to that radio show. You know what I mean? Like, nobody outside the bubble of, like, obnoxious Jew-loving conservatives, like, hears that kind of rhetoric. So when somebody, this is why, like, the conservative or these sort of right-wingers identify with the idea of, like, they would shoot you too. It's like, no, they would shoot you too. Because you would do this kind of obnoxious shit in public and probably find out. Like, I wouldn't do this kind of obnoxious stuff. Like, I don't say obnoxious, spiteful, like, conservative bullshit in public to people that don't want to hear it. You would say that, and somebody would probably think you're just like Charlie Kirk and want to shoot you. Like, I understand why you identify with it. That doesn't square for any of us here. Like, I don't know.
Now, I had something on this.
Oh,
it was.
Well, do you want to go to the other video that you sent me to start the show that we just fucking skipped over or didn't do? Because you said
The other point I was going to make about that, sorry about that kind of rhetoric, is that the other people that have heard that forever are Palestine people. Pro-Palestine people have known the Jews say this and have had to put up with this. And what's funny is that it's literally, they know they're lying and they are counting on the ignorance of the person they're arguing with. In this case, even that black kid or mulatto kid or whatever he was, that brown kid, was actually too, like, in the way, too, had his feet planted in the real world and wasn't
too
in
normal.
He wasn't in some world of like rhetoric and argumentation where he got sucked into some, where he's like, what are you talking about? Being born in Palestine makes you Palestinian.
He wasn't ready for that level of insane, inhuman conservative rhetoric. Like, that's such a bad, dumb argument. It's thunder striking.
Yeah.
He didn't need to be. Right. What he said was the right answer, which is, we're never going to agree on that. Like, sorry. And Kirk saying we're on different planets. Yeah, you are. You are not on planet. Well, you legitimately aren't on planet Earth anymore, but also you are not on planet Earth then if you're going to be saying you're on a planet where there's no such thing as Palestine. Like, so you're the one that's in a fantasy world, Charlie Kirk. I mean,
I want to be on planet Palestine. That sounds great. It should be in your restaurant, like Planet Palestine. When we win, that'll be where everyone like goes to like eat, you know, like burgers and shit.
Palestine pizza.
Palestine. One of the myths that needs to be deconstructed about this situation is that Charlie Kirk was engaged in some sort of debate or discourse or free speech, or he was like,
I want to ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. I want to ask you a question. That's Charlie Kirk debate. Like, I'm not answering you. Let me get you off guard with my stupid question. And then you don't get the answer.
Charlie Kirk's job was just to inculcate people with stupid Republican nonsense.
Yep. And now he can't do it anymore. And that's a major political win for somebody that he can't do that anymore.
He really is.
Like, this kid is not a crazy tranny. He's not mentally ill. He is radical. He was radicalized to the point, like, there's nothing in there that you have to, like, search for. Like, he's a political actor who chose a target and hit the target. And the movement that he took the strike is reeling today. It has been reeling ever since. They don't know what to do other than bloviate online about how mad they are and pretend there's going to be a reckoning. There's not going to be a reckoning for this. This is going to be out of the news as soon as they can get it. Like, the entire left-wing mainstream media or whatever is like downplaying. Like, they're saying they stand with it. It's very sad.
They're going
to
try.
They want to turn this off and make this go away as fast as they fucking can. There's not going to be a Donald Trump. Like, there's not going to be a rounding like this. They've got him. He's going to go to trial. He'll probably get the death penalty. And that's all that's going to happen.
Also, like, liberals are legitimately saying that they're sad. And, who knows if they're, some of them probably, maybe they're being fake or whatever, but the Jews, particularly liberal, leftist-facing Jews, like Ezra Klein wrote a fucking hagiography of Kirk in the New York Times yesterday.
Yeah, sure.
There was another one in Vox by another Jew saying she appreciated that when the Jews were having, like, their toughest times, Charlie Kirk was recognizing the Jewish Sabbath.
But these editorials and opinion pieces by liberals, like, they're not evidence of like a deep seated fear that like it's over for the no, they're fine. Like, these people that are out there, they're talking about like doing a major backlash and like Boomer Waffen is activated. Like, there's no Boomer Waffen. You're not activated. You're not going to counter strike. You're going to sit there and take it like you always do because you're the conservative movement. This is what you're there for.
Here's what,
take L's. This is a major L.
Also, what. I saw this, the thing of the people saying stuff like, well, we're like thinking about like real power and real politics or whatever. That guy was like conceptualizing real political power. I'm like, you're only going to conceptualize it, but let me explain something to you. Actually, what you are even talking about doing and fantasizing isn't real power, even if you did it. Even if you organize like pogroms of leftists and things like that, what you really want is a state apparatus that goes and gets this guy and whatever, because it looks like he may have had accomplices too. That actually is something that they're saying. Get him, get his accomplices, and then rebuild exactly the thing that was taken out and make it stronger and use this. You would make him a martyr, but you wouldn't, like, the idea that you would go and do blood in the streets. That's not what you would do if you, a real, actual, powerful state would not do blood in the streets. They would probably do violence very targeted against certain groups, that maybe were behind it or just the people that are behind it. But then what they would actually do is create, is like build back what was there and or it just wouldn't be a big blow because better. There would be people waiting in the wings to take up the spot. Like the problem is there isn't really a good replacement for him. Look, it's like your Boom Waffen fantasies are themselves a sign of impotence. And even if you mm-hmm. did it, it would still be impotent. You understand my point? Like even if you actually had the balls to go out and start doing terrorism, like or something. I mean,
this
unless you
terrorism.
Started doing like targeted shit,
this was not
I
terrorism.
Understand.
I just want to like for people that I saw that point somewhere that like it's not terrorism, it's a political assassination. It's different. Terrorism is when you take out civilians and public people that are not actors that are just like right. followers. This was an actual. This was a merchant. That's
well, yeah, I mean, whatever. But you know my point is that like even the fantasies they're having is not something that a powerful group would do.
No.
Like you actually it should just be like a brutally efficient exercise of state power. Would be what real power would be. And you have the guy in office and you're still not going to get that.
No, you're not going to get that.
Yeah, so that's one of the elements to it, right? It's like you guys are the elite now. Like you are in charge. You're not plucky little revolutionaries.
And the thing is they're talking about like RICO, the Democrat part, that's all fantasy because the system needs they need that. This is
suave,
why
suave the Democrat party
the thing that actually has RICO. Jews nervous about this, and this is why even liberal Jews are nervous about this. And I remember when we first showed this, all these liberal Jewish scholars at Harvard having their little meeting where they were talking about how the biggest bulwark, remember that, against fascism is a strong center-right conservatism.
Yep. Yep.
Because not everybody's going to be a retarded left-winger.
Yep.
So you're going to need to have a catch basin for people that aren't. And that is going to be center-right conservatism. And that is the bulwark. From there, that's their theory. And their theory also goes back to Germany and says, this is what we lack. Because there really wasn't much of a conservative party in Weimar Germany. There wasn't. And that is why the nationalists took that space and they took those people. And that's why they won.
That was the key to victory.
Because they didn't have to fight conservatives. And so conservatism is a bulwark of Jewish rule and it is a bulwark of liberalism.
No.
Conservatism is the backstop of liberalism. This is what you have to understand. Like, and for a lot of these people, that's just fine because in the end, they are just bourgeois. Like they are just a bunch of bourgeois people who have bourgeois values and are just going to be happy, like being comfortable and buying like stickers with guns on them and putting them on their truck or something like that. You know, like in the end, that's what you're going to do. So like, it's all a fantasy. Nothing is going to change except your movement will probably be weaker, which does make Jews worried. And again, there might be Gentiles on the left that actually have an idea, like we would like to win. Jews are like, we don't want left or right to win. We want them to be
fighting,
doing this permanently so we can rule. That's why liberal Jews are the ones out here like just spilling bottles of ink, you know, eulogizing Kirk. He was good for them too.
I like that Charlie Kirk was sitting under the prove me wrong tent. Like, how do you
if
not expect-
I was more cold-hearted, it's like, man.
It's like
memes.
Careful what you whisk for. I think that would prove you wrong. You can bet on it. I'll prove you. Somebody prove you wrong, Charlie. I'm sorry. Any excuse to push prong, I'm going to take it. Don't go into the prove you wrong tent.
What was the old right-wing slogan? There are no more arguments.
Well, it was an old like Molly meme. There are no more arguments.
Yeah, sounds like the left was listening to that one.
Well,
I was listening
they took
to
notes. They're like, okay, sure. No more arguments. Yeah. While you were reading books of rhetoric, I was reading the Hornady Reloading Manual and zeroing in my 30-06.
But I think it's important to understand, though, the people for whom this is a victory is not establishment liberals, which is just another adjunct of Jewish power. This is a victory for people who actually see themselves as as liberals are in their way.
Yes.
Right.
And this is if this is a radicalizing event, it's a radicalizing event for leftists. Because they're going to be like, oh, wait, we can actually pull this off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And, well, it's not the first time. Like they've been pulling it off. You got Elias. Yes, you've got.
And they're
Luigi.
Getting better. They're getting better.
They just
better
keep
at
doing
it.
And conservatives just keep crying about it. They keep reacting to it. Everything, you know, it's like everything. This is what conservatism is for. Just react. Like you had the Ukrainian girl like stabbed by the nigger before this. What were they doing? Reacting to this. This has to stop. It's like it's been going on for years. Why now? Why don't you be proactive? Like why hasn't anything been done about black people stabbing people on the like? Remember we all saw Daniel Penny. That happened. We all saw Austin.
I mean,
Mecca.
Your vice president was out there saying something needs to be done.
You wait for a young girl to get stabbed in the neck or wherever she got stabbed. I can't remember. And now that's out of the fucking news cycle. Is anyone still? Because the problem is like they're same people that were saying that like she voted for this and she deserves it because of a Black Lives Matter poster are saying that like Charlie Kirk is a white man and you should support. I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you right in your stupid fucking skinny ass, you fucking incel faggot.
How is it that right wingers are currently pretending that they're going to become more radical because Charlie Kirk is dead, and that Charlie Kirk was the one preventing them from becoming radicalized?
Oh, that's
like,
the other
I was
one.
Going to become a radical, but you know Charlie Kirk existed, so I didn't need to.
The moderate right is dead. It's like no, the right is dead. It is just the whole thing is just dead.
Well, I mean, me and Sven were talking about this. Like,
you what?
What even does?
What do you
want to
say? No fun,
mean?
Mike. We're trying to talk.
I don't
shit.
Think the right. I don't think the right is dead. I
no
think
fun,
that
Mike.
It's just,
can't just
the
do the
same.
Bit. Can't just cut the promo.
I know. I don't think the right is dead, though. I think the youth movement has been dealt a blow. I think it is going to be more difficult for them to get somebody to do what Kirk does, which is stop people from being anti-Semitic. And again, I couldn't be happier that people are out there doing anti-Semitic.
I can't wait
until
next Thursday where I can just make things up so without being molested like this. I can just make stuff up, say outrageous anyway, shit for people to laugh at.
There are some funny things in that video of the sheriff. And
yes,
the
I have it right here. Let's do this.
All right, let's take a look.
Now I'm gonna do a variation on Marcel's joke, which was brilliant. Like, so you're telling me like there really were things like engraved on these shell casings? Like, how did he come up with like 3,005 like different little quips to put on these bullets? Like, we know there's one missing. He's got 3,005 bullets left that all have like messages written on them. It's a lot of work to like 3,005.
Very good. That's actually our joke.
Well, but he did. Well, he did on his. He was doing a space yesterday. Tuned in just time for say. I was like, well, what I'm impressed with is, or the question I have is, how did he get up on that roof with a magazine that has 3,006 bullets in it? And I just fell out of my chair. I'm like, motherfucker! Right? How dare you? How absolutely dare you? I was so mad. Because I didn't think of that. Because you think 30-06. I don't think of that as like 3,006. Like, just, God damn it.
Oh, dude. You remember when I did that debate with that retard? During that night, I did that debate, right?
Oh, hey,
and then
whatever?
The guy went to his Zionist hug box afterwards.
Yeah.
They actually, there's a part of that audio. I still have it on my desktop, my other computer, where they then turn on the space.
Okay.
And I'm making a joke like that. And I don't remember what. Because Marcel was talking about World War II and like the B-29 bombers. Dropping all the bombs on like Hamburg and Berlin.
Bombs.
And I was like, well, wait, yeah, but how are you talking about? They can only really hold 29 bombs. And they started like making fun of that. They took that bait in that chat.
Got
I was so pleased. I should isolate that audio. I forgot about that till just now.
Anyways, this is going to take a minute. So anyway. We've got 3,005 pro-trans messages to listen to here. So let's start
found
playing it now.
With the rifle. Inscriptions on a fired casing read, notices bulges, capital OWO, what's this question mark? Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, hey fascist, !, catch, !.
Ha!
Up arrow symbol, right arrow, and symbol, and three down arrow symbols. A second unfired casing read, oh Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Chow Chow. And a third unfired casing read, if you read this, you are gay.
Well, now you're gay, nigga. You fell for it.
LMAO.
Oh, man. Dude, again.
I thought they were anti-trans statements on these bullets. These are based. Oh my God, that's funny.
The one that I at least a clip for me was something about noticing bulges or something like that, which I think is some tranny thing. But the other two were Antifa stuff, obviously. Three down arrows.
Oh, I thought the bulges Bella were just
like an Italian anti.
I thought the bulges were just like his weird face and his skull shape.
You got to be careful though, assuming that like. Just because he was using Antifa symbols does not necessarily mean he himself generally was Antifa.
Let's not lie to ourselves. He was an Antifa. He worked with other Antifa. He was in Antifa discords and he had accomplices.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, let's not, come on. Okay. Like, if you read this, you are gay.
Not going to make an assumption. Now, if there's other corroborating evidence, that's different.
Well, frankly, the fact that he put three arrows down is enough. That's an Antifa symbol. The fact that Belichow, but that's an Italian anti-fascist group. He's an Antifa. Like, it is not in question. And that is exactly who you would expect to do something like this. This is like John Brown Gun Club type shit.
Speaking of that, I gotta find this. I know it's a right-winger, but if
you read this, Anthony. You are gay is just Kino. That's awesome, fucking funny. That is funny as shit. I'm sorry. Whatever else you want to say, that shit is funny.
That right there is going to radicalize even more people to do stuff like this. And they're going to try to one up what was done.
You know, it also shows you, though, that the sort of the hard left, if you will, for lack of a better way of describing these people, is not as pearl clutchy as you might think. About that shit. That's kind of bougie libtard stuff to be, oh my God, you're making fun of gay people. You know what I mean? Like,
well, no, they're making fun of homophobes. Like, if you read this, you're gay.
But yeah, now I don't know what the noticing bulges shit is. I didn't actually hear exactly what he said. What
is that
out.
Gunsberg stuff? Like, is that talking about printing?
Dude.
Like he's talking about
bulges. My understanding is like a tranny thing.
I don't know.
Because he's talking about bulges in people's pants. All
right.
So I noticed today that Mr. Ledslinger has one of these like rightoid.
Mr. Ledslinger, watch out! Mr. Coleslinger, calling that. What does Mr. Coleslinger have for us?
He's come to some startling realizations. He says regarding the militant left,
so much the militant left
on the right are willing to accept. The blooper reel video is not giving you the real picture. Dry fire, they do that. Range time, yes. Competition. They do that too. Tactical training. That too. Medical training. Check. They train as teams. They have networks. They exchange information to support each other. They do all the revolutionary type stuff because they want a revolution. It's real.
Right.
It's like, yes, they take the shit seriously, unlike you faggots.
Yeah, the right doesn't
they
do that. They don't have it.
They take shit seriously.
They don't train in teams. They don't have a network. They don't have, like, you know, they might have a three-man team and that's it. There's no, like civil war, the right would just get fucking blown to bits.
You look right now and you see people like P&W Gorilla, and what are they doing? They're taking fucking shooting selfies chickens. Of themselves. Yeah, shooting chickens, first of all, and then when they're done shooting the chickens in self-defense, lawful self-defense, shooting the chicken, they go run around on a paved road through the woods and take selfies.
Yeah,
and post about
that's
it.
That's just never happening.
And then post memes like, only good communist is a dead communist.
Meanwhile, on the right, I lost my guns in a boat accident, guys. Trump would never. Yeah, boats. I want to watch the boat movie. Yeah, me too. Wow, so tragic. This is a good meme. Those are some classic Chud Jacks right there. Anyway, I don't know.
Okay,
what's up? I'm kind of upset that I called him Mr. Coleslinger because he's basically posting truths right there. That was not Cole.
He was posting hard truths, and people were having to agree. They were like, fuck. He's right.
Okay, I have talked to more grown men who broke down crying in the last 24 hours than I may have talked to in my entire life combined. Well, I mean, that's my Twitter experience. Is like everyone I talk to is crying bitter tears over something I said, and they just want me, why don't you just say you're sorry? It's 'cause I'm not sorry. I wish you weren't crying, but that's your fault, not mine. So...
Okay, so yeah, he's making fun of Kirk for being a faggot. He's implying, because he's saying notices bulges, ooh, what's this? Implying that, like, you notice bulges and you are.
Oh, because you can tell the trannies aren't passing, and yeah, I got it. Understood.
Yeah, because I think that there is discourse about that in that sphere, like that you, oh, that's that, you know, the people that are identifying trannies constantly, oh, look at Bulge, where it's sort of like,
yeah.
Well,
oh,
like,
yeah,
more like,
here's,
you
know, here's
me, it's sort of more like, well, you know, so series you of, see that razor stubble over the Adam's apple is kind of the giveaway for me, but yeah. Anyway, yeah, so I was actually wrong. I have to correct myself. There were the rumors of an accomplice. There was some rumor that somebody he communicated with on a Discord had left the gun for him at a drop site that he went and picked up. That's not true, though, because now the New York Times is saying that authorities believe shooter acted alone. So if that is true that happened, then theoretically they think that person was innocent. I don't know how somebody could be like, leave a gun for me at a drop site and like not think they were in on something. Yeah, but it's like, but you want to know something else? You're gonna like this one. It's legal to carry firearms on college campuses in Utah.
Yeah.
You can just open carry. You could have just walked around with that rifle.
He just had a hunting rifle. Yeah, it's a hunting rifle. It's not even a weapon of war. Yeah. It's not an assault weapon. It's for assaulting. I don't
know. That was the irony to me. Yeah. Is the .30-06 is literally a high powered rifle cartridge, but it's a hunting rifle.
Yeah, it shoots those big bullets too. It doesn't shoot those like 5.56 pea shooter things. Like this is the.
You can hunt pretty much any game animal on this continent with it.
Yeah,
it's no joke.
What's the common sense? What's the common sense gun law that would erase this problem? Like, there isn't one.
Right wingers have told me that if you were to ban people who were on hormone replacement therapy from owning these types of guns,
he's not on hormone replacement therapy. Your dumb ideas about your ideological sticking points, they just don't work. Like, there's nothing in the right wing in the conservative worldview that works out. It's all just lies. It's all just made up shit. Like, here's a man, like, if he was not on hormone therapy, he would have gotten the gun anyways. Next. What's next? He's not crazy. So, he's not mentally ill. He's a perfectly well-adjusted human being that just happens to be a liberal.
There's no elaboration on this that I can see of the acted alone. It's right on the front page of the New York Times. Authorities believe shooter acted alone. So the rumors I saw earlier, which was that and again misinformation flows like water, right? Like I was under the impression that they were actually saying in the press conference that he actually had some kind of an accomplice, or they thought he did. But I'm not going to actually say I think it has been shown anything, because I haven't listened to the actual authorities. So they're going to know about it. But, yeah. So,
That thread was rather interesting, though. There's a little text message exchange regarding, like, left-wingers and shooting and stuff. Interested to see if there's a foreign connection. His friend replies by saying, don't overlook the amount of build-up and test runs we had at this exact moment. They were planning. And then he goes on to say, remember that tranny guy at the shoot? He was good and had fantastic gear. Shooting $5 Creedmoor for practice seemed odd. Which, if this dude's shooting, like, Creedmoor, like, that's somebody who takes their guns as seriously as any right-winger.
At least in terms of buying good stuff. Trannies fucking love guns.
They do! They fucking do!
Are you kidding me? Like, they love fucking guns. Like, the people that don't like guns are bougie liberals. Like, younger leftists love fucking firearms just as much as young right-wingers. Like, everybody loves
guns. Yeah, and the thing is, I was reading through the thread, and you could see some right-wingers saying, like, yeah, they're doing it, but they're, like, behind on the training, or maybe...
They're not behind!
And it's like, here's the thing, man. Like, they don't have to hit, like, the absolute upper echelon of being a well-trained, practice shooter. They just have to be good enough to, I don't know, put a bullet through Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
That's it. They don't have to be a 10 of 10. The fact they go out and do this stuff means that they're, like, let's say 7 of 10 skill is good enough.
Dude, as always with right-wingers, fantasy is your biggest enemy. Like, we have been in this space for a long time. 4 years, we have seen this bloviation about civil war, about when it kicks off, when it happens, we have more guns, we're more prepared. We have, you know what I'm talking.
I don't. That's what I was referencing before. It's total bullshit.
Yeah,
you're completely disorganized. You're not even. You have no concept of what it takes to organize a unit to do like clear a block of a city, a single city block. You have no idea the coordination, the communication, and the training it takes to do that. It's never happening.
And the guys that do, because they were in the military, are just not that interested in doing it. They're mostly like checked out, and they're like, yeah, I don't know.
They're gonna hide. They're gonna hide in the wilderness somewhere, laughing at you, like getting like mowed down.
Yeah,
winning the battle of your sister's bedroom. What was that? That was like a Coleman 311 take about how like the Civil War would divide living rooms, and he's talking about it. It's like, yeah, that's how the Civil War. Like, you'll win the battle of your sister's bedroom. You'll kill your sister. That's as far as your war effort's gonna go. Cold man,
I'm not even confident that he'll,
they're doing the bit too about like you gotta get a pistol. Everybody needs to be carrying a pistol. I'm like,
okay,
how is somebody carrying a pistol gonna stop that 30-06 from going through your neck?
Where
were all the good guys with the guns to stop the shooting at the Charlie Kirk rally?
I bet you his bodyguard had his gun.
Everybody ran.
I would fucking guarantee you
nobody was shooting.
Charlie Kirk's bodyguard has a pistol. Because it says, it talks about how I did a little OSINT. They were talking about how he does have private security detail, and you can see the same guy behind him in a lot of the shots of him on campus debating, the same guy standing there silently behind him with sunglasses on. It's his bodyguard, right? You think that guy doesn't have a gun on him? Of course he does. He's probably legally licensed to carry one because he's like he's a professional bodyguard, so they're allowed to do that. But like,
Several months ago, Westside Tyler had made this point. This guy used to be a Marine. He was deployed overseas and stuff. And he was like, you know what? If someone wants to pop a cap in your ass in these kinds of areas, they're just going to do it.
Yes.
So I don't care how good your security detail is. If someone really wants to pop a cap in your ass, they're just going to lean out of a window with a rifle and do it.
This is what I saw a security analyst on Fox 5, which I guess he was, because he was saying basically the same thing on Fox 5, was saying this is the hardest thing for security teams to protect a protected individual. And he's like, and Charlie Kirk wasn't even really a protected individual. He's a private citizen. Like he's like, even President Trump with full secret service detail, someone took a shot and almost killed him. And so he's like, open air events are incredibly hard to defend a protected, protected or targeted individual.
Because rifles are really good at hitting people from very long distances.
Right.
And this wasn't even that far.
There's only so much ground you can cover, right?
And I mean, that's the other thing.
Who would have thought to even have an officer on the roof of that building before this? Nobody would have thought, because this, so look, again, the thing is, Alex Jones and Ben Shapiro are bloviating, like, they're going to go and take up the torch and they're going to go and do the debate campuses and stuff like that.
I'm praying for no reason right now. I'm having an unrelated prayer session.
I know what you're thinking.
Totally unrelated. But, I just need to pray right now. Sorry.
But I don't think that they will in the end, because I think that in the end, though, them saying that now is easy when they can signal about it. But when it comes time to do it, they're going to have security teams that are going to want to protect them from something like this. And that's going to mean you're going to be standing behind a fucking plexiglass shield.
You're going to have to,
while you're trying to do debate me, bro. And that's going to make you look like a retard.
Yeah, that's it's effectively going
to
be
you have to be behind like some like
it's double... the 30-06 veto. Yeah. Like, it's done.
You're going to be behind two panes of plexiglass with air in between. So if one of them hits, so that's the dad. That
I'm not a fan of the guy on the left there, traitor.
Yeah. Right. Well, look.
Shitbag. What is this shirt he's got on?
American bullshit.
He's MAGA coded. I don't know anything about this guy's father or his beliefs, but if we're gonna do the coding, right? He's MAGA coded.
He's not.
I don't know. He could be a libtard. You never know.
Ironically.
But I think there was a claim that this kid was from a Unitarian family, which would mean he came out of an extremely liberal household.
Ah, this look. I'm being told that this picture explains everything.
See,
he has a mask on during COVID. He didn't want to get sick or get other people sick.
Oh, my God.
Vaxxed. Explains everything.
Well, explains everything because he's still alive.
I wish there was someplace else I could live that wasn't America. I hate Americans so much. There's not a tendency in this country that, like, is comforting. Everything about this place sucks. Every person is an idiot or a psychopath or just, like, a fucking swindler that's out for his own. I'm tired of being around all these third world just fucking like street rats, these street urchins, like trying to pick my pocket and hustle for everything.
I'm going to say though, like I'm not going to pretend that this shooter was something he wasn't. Like this was an Antifa. Like he had very definite signaling of Antifa. And people that are saying like he would probably want to shoot us too or something like that. Well, one, I don't necessarily know that he would, but he certainly isn't politically our friend, but I don't care. I am not obligated to be a fan or a supporter of Charlie Kirk just because of what this guy did.
I see a GWAT vet over here is weighing in on the situation. He says in Iraq, we had TF-16 that focused on Sunni activity and TF-17 that focused on Iranian activity.
You're also
the focus
army.
On material support, money, know-how, influence, and leadership over the terrorists themselves. Okay. My proposal, T-25 focusing on the money, know-how, influence, and leadership of Antifa. It's like there are individuals that go and buy guns and ammo for themselves. It's not even that organized, dude. It's not like there's some sort of deep shadow money network at play here. Why is it that rightoids always think this? They always think there's like some sort of massive hidden money network.
Because it's easier than the real world. And so, yes, there is some organization of Antifa. There's not really any more. There was.
Quarter, come on, man.
He says, I've been radicalized. I want blood. I was like, shut up. You want Chick-fil-A.
What does that mean, though? Like, radicalized to what? Radicalized
oh,
to
like the
that.
Razor. Like, oh, my God. Like, Razor Fist has been so funny. His tweet's been popping up. It was like, yeah, don't forget to like, subscribe, and send a super chat to the Civil War. And then, like, one of his other posts was, like, talking about all, like, the mean things liberals have said. It's like, oh, you guys are mean. Like,
one of the things he said was like, you made fun of Reagan for having dementia. I'm like, bro.
Yeah,
God knows conservatives would never make fun of the president for having dementia.
Crazy Fist, why don't you make fun of Reagan for, like, I don't know, amnestying millions of Mexicans and then like opening the door to like further. I don't know.
It's kind of an odd pearl to clutch that you made fun of the president for having dementia. Really? I can't imagine a right winger is doing that. I mean, I've never seen such a thing, right? Like conservatives would never.
So here's a little like dichotomy. So here's a little like dichotomy that goes back and forth on the right when they do this. So you've got the quartering, you've got Razor Fist and other people that like are swearing up and down, this means war. I want blood. It's not, you know, it's, and then you have like the other tendency of conservatives is to sort of signal very loudly how harmless and ineffective they are. Like, and like, you don't see us shooting people. We would never do, you know what I mean? Like
there's been a lot of that.
It's like both of us, like, which is it? It's like, is, you think that's what you should be telling? Like, if you really, if you think you're in a death struggle for politics and the opposition is picking off people that you like, they're picking off the CEO of United Health, they're picking off Israeli diplomats and whatnot. I can't remember what those employees actually were. And they're picking off now Charlie Kirk, the leader of TPUSA. It's like, should you really be signaling that you're like harmless and docile and you would never do anything out of bounds? You would never like do a self-sacrifice that would teach the other side a lesson. Is that really the message you want to put out there? Because it's like, to me, I just hear like, so, keep them coming. They're willing to lay down and stop, lefties. Yeah. You know, I was like, that's.
So. What was I going to say? Well, here's something I'll say though. I actually think that the LARPing about like vigilante violence or militia violence or something like that is itself, like, almost like that is actually, in my opinion, more impotent than the people who are thinking of ways that the actual president and the administration of the government could crack down on this, right? Mm-hmm. Because the people that are doing that at least are let's be honest, it's very funny. People talk about conceiving of politics, right? People who are talking about what the government could do, what their president, who is the government, who is they have the government, they have the federal government, they have the power in their hands, like they have the investigative arm, they have the Justice Department, they have everything, right? They have the commander in chief, he's their guy, theoretically. So I think that is as much as they're delusional because he's not going to do it, but that's still like, it's more impotent to talk about vigilante violence. Like, the powerful thing would be, we have the state and the state is going to crack down on you with brutal, ruthless efficiency. Now that is a fantasy, but if it were true, that would be that would be the power move where you'd be like, well, that would literally be like, you're fucked.
Oh,
that would be the feeling. God. Yeah.
This is conservatism. This is pro whiteness.
Dude, Cash Patel is so messed
this
up.
This is your white mate.
Lastly, to my friend Charlie Kirk. Rest now, brother. We have the watch. And I'll see you in Valhalla.
Charlie Kirk can believe Valhalla.
Street shitter is going to welcome you in Valhalla.
The street shitter is going to be in Valhalla.
He considers himself Charlie's not going to be in Valhalla.
It's like, what is it? What does an Indian rainbow bridge look like? Is it like just different shades of brown and green that are like just sort of like smeared.
Oh, man.
The rainbow bridge.
Everyone's making fun of this now. It's in a way, it's sort of funny. Like, it's like, I mean, you could at least, I don't know. Like, why are you shitting on Charlie Kirk's grave like that? He's not a pagan.
Huh. He's yeah, a really. Christian. I didn't think of that. I was more appalled at the idea of this Indian, an Indian talking about Valhalla. Like, that's our meme. So, and here's to you, Tyler Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa. Oh, this. here's to you, Tyler Robinson. That's a good one.
Yeah.
The other.
So, look.
Very good. Thank you, Borzoi, for providing us with that. It's a good little lull. Good little meme.
Memes.
It's all memes, right?
Yeah,
folks?
So I was still sort of going down the rabbit hole of this claim that there were as accomplices and stuff. I don't think there's anything to it. I don't see anything about it anymore, so here we are. But
where is my thing here? Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, the gloves are coming off now. They're gonna be giving so many right wing figures like glowing red eyes in memes. It's gonna be impossible to be relentless again, on Twitter, folks.
The thing is, I actually think that the rumor that he had accomplices was probably something put out there, probably by right wingers wanting there to be. Because one of the problems is, even if they do want to have state level crackdown on something like this, what is the target, right?
The left.
What? Because there isn't. Yeah, but that doesn't make sense though. Like,
we're gonna Rico really the left.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. Because again, I saw people doing the bit of like, go start with the media, to the NGOs, to this, that, there, the people that radicalize them, to the universities, whatever. Like all this stuff. It's like, all right. Trump is actually doing a house cleaning of a lot of those institutions, but he's only doing it on behalf of Jews. I mean, he's been trying to clean out the university, but in a very, very focused way, with a focus on Palestine activism and anti-Semitism from the left. But also remember though, here's the other thing. Even President Trump, he's not interested in what you think he's interested in. He signals a certain way, but in the end, he is as interested as any elite, any big president, politician, ruler, leader of this country in maintaining the political system. He doesn't want to destroy the Democrats. You remember Joe Biden said he didn't want to destroy Republicanism. He didn't want to destroy the Republican Party. He wanted the Republican Party to be strong and go back to like what it used to be. He wanted a stable two-party system. Donald Trump wants that too. And all these Jews that were praising Kirk, the reason is they saw him, and that's why even liberal Jews are praising him. They saw him as a stabilizing force for the two-party system. They saw him as a way of taking younger right wingers who do have are much more all over the place than previous generations of right wingers. Like, they're everywhere, right? And some of them are, from their perspective, like radical, in terms of the kinds of ideas that they have and their willingness to talk about violence and their willingness to talk about Jews and things like this, and to funnel them in back into mainstream conservative movement to stabilize the two-party system and ultimately stabilize support for Israel.
Yep.
And just for the Jewish, effectively Jewish one party rule. That's what President Trump wants to do. That's what Charlie Kirk wanted to do. Like, yep. That's what this is about. This is not about like eternal right wing victory. That's not what America is about. America is a liberal country and it wants a stable liberal
eternal
right
wing victory. Like, what is it even? What is that going to deliver for you? Like, I see no one ever talks any further than just like the map turning red, like what the victories are. It's like, what?
Which is just okay. So, a liberal country then.
Oh, okay.
Conservatism is yeah, no. Yeah,
no one ever says what the goals are. I saw something the other day talking about, like, you have no idea, like, the stuff that they're crafting behind closed doors. Like, what is it? What are they crafting behind closed doors? What are the policies? And what do you hope they are? If you can't predict them, like, what is it that you think? There's just no answers. There's nothing. These people don't know because it's not real. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be real because what... The only thing the Republican Party is crafting is hoping that, like, Israel finishes its genocide so they can go back to putting, you know, things can swing back to, like, anti-white leftism. God, excuse me. You know? Mm. That's the only purpose that having, like, Republican majorities and presidents serve is when we need Israeli war. Works every time. I don't know. Anyway, we should just take a break. We've beaten this horse to death. I think we have a merchant minute coming up.
The people are going to get like tired.
Yeah.
I feel like we've
shot this horse to 30-06.
Oh God! From less than 200 yards, which is impossible to do if you're not a professional. Yeah, you need a whole team.
Yeah, I was actually sitting here thinking about the fact that he shot up from 200 yards. My dad had this Remington 7mm.
It was 130.
When I was 130
yards or 130 meters is what I heard.
This thing, you could hit somebody from 1,000 yards with it.
Yeah. All right. Almost forgot. What's going on at armreg.co.uk today?
Oh, let's take a look.
Resistance is obligatory. Long awaited uncensored inside story from the thought criminal himself, Jeremiah Rudolph. Oh, that's interesting. Rudolph was a highly respected chemist. Where'd it go? With a promising career, a graduate of the Max Planck Institute, who made the mistake of telling the truth at a place, Germany, and time during court, when lies are the only permissible public statements about the Holocaust hardly two years later. However, the German censorship authorities had banned the German edition of his book because it demands freedom of speech for historical dissidents. Read it all in his new edition of 2016, so that they have that. That's what they're pushing today. Resistance is obligatory.
Yeah, this is one I do not have. Actually.
Yeah, I've not heard of this one.
I don't have this one. Additionally, if you scroll down, they're also promoting a book called Exactitude, which is this word fesh. I don't know how to pronounce it. Fesh script for Robert Faurisson, which is meaning a series of essays.
Of
scholar, right? It's an academic thing. Scholars write essays in honor of another scholar. This one is in honor of Robert Faurisson, who's one of the first. And best revisionist. His work is still great. And then the other thing they're advertising is the call for submissions for Holocaust Summit, which they are thinking about doing. And they actually have a website, holocaustsummit.com. And they are trying to do something. I know that there's a project in the works for some kind of like Holocaust Academy, which would be some kind of like online course you could take from them. I don't know what the status of that is. I might volunteer to be an instructor for that. I don't know. I mean, I've discussed it before. I've put myself out there as potentially being someone that would do that for them, depending on things, what they want to do with it. But
Very cool.
Go ahead and support them. Also, as always, Holocaust Encyclopedia, if you want just an intro text, get that. And you know, I think it's also TRS1 for 15% off.
TRS1.
I think you can get Holocaust Encyclopedia hardback, you can get it in soft cover, you can get an ebook, PDF ebook, so multiple different formats. I think
they also have audiobooks. Don't forget they have audiobooks.
Yep. Yes.
They have all kinds of
so
stuff.
So yeah, just support them and get stuff from them.
Right.
Because it's really, really important. To support them and keep this work going and get hard copies of this material. Seriously, the idea that things don't disappear from the internet is wrong. Things disappear from the internet.
Things disappear all the time. There's all kinds of stuff I can't find. Yeah. My own stuff.
Yes, there's things that I used to take for granted that I would be able to find on archive.org and things like that. I can't find any. So get hard copies of this stuff. Yeah.
All right, so armreg.co.uk. You can follow them at armreg_official on the Twitter, And TRS1 is your discount code. With that,
also known as X.
Also known as X. Nobody calls it X. You can't X or re-X things anyway.
A lot of people fucking call it X these days. It's so annoying. But anyway, yeah.
Anyway, it's so, and so yeah. With that, anyway. All right.
Yep.
Let's smash that.
I hurt my neck!
Be right back.
You are listening to the Daily Sowa.